Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It is my honor, my pleasure to be here with you today. I promised you a special show today, and that's what we're going to have. But first, we're going to go to the Lord in prayer. For such a time as this, we praise you, O God. We thank you for who you are, the great I am. We ask your forgiveness. We are sinners, Father, and we know we cannot make it in this world without you. Without you, there is no joy. Without you, there is no peace. Without you, there is no love. There is no truth. Without you, there is no salvation and there is no liberty. With you, life is abundant in all those ways. We ask for your protection and your comfort in our lives and in this nation. Renew our love and lust for you. Help us to restore our public, that freedom will once again abound. I ask for your hedge of protection around President Donald Trump. Guard him and guide him through the craziness and the ugliness of today. For such a time as this, only you can bring peace. Bless my listeners and my advertisers and my sponsors, and may they be blessings to one another. I ask again that you will use CSE Talk Radio. I ask your Jabez blessing upon the show. Help its territory to grow that we might better glorify you, that we can encourage, challenge, and reveal truth. Direct my path to those who you would have joined the show and support CSE Talk Radio. I am your servant. Here am I, use me, Abba Father. For such a time as this, we pray for your constant in our lives. Amen. Whoa. Take it easy there, Pilgrim. I'm excited about today's show. We're going to take a bit of time away from politics and visit John Wayne. We interrupt these politics today, as a matter of fact, at least partially, and enter the realm of cowboy sense, common sense, heroes, the American cowboy, John Wayne. There were other actors, too, but the Duke portrayed the tough guy. Did he have a soft side? I say yes. If you followed the Duke and his acting career, you know he started out in a little rural area. The best comes from rural America, you know. This little town of Winterset, Iowa. We will take calls later in the show. What is your favorite John Wayne movie? Who was your favorite John Wayne leading lady? And who was your favorite John Wayne co-star sidekick? My guest today is Brian Downs. He's the executive director of the John Wayne Birthplace and Museum. I had this show scheduled before the crazies decided to start tearing down all of America, but the Duke, he shall stand. Brian, welcome to CSE Talk Radio. We love heroes. We love the Duke, and we love cowboys. How are you doing today, sir?
Well, doing great, Beth Ann, and this is a show I've been really looking forward to because all the silliness surrounding John Wayne the last couple of weeks, I'm ready for some common sense.
Well, that's what we are here. Sometimes I get a little wild with my common sense, but I try to keep it down. But we love the John Wayne. We love the Duke, you know. I told you on the phone that we watch all kinds of John Wayne movies at our house, as well as Randolph Scott and many, many others that we like to watch. Audie Murphy's one of our favorites as well. But the Duke, he stands alone, pretty much. He's always there. He's played in so many movies. We always say cowboy. He did a lot of cowboy movies, but he did a lot of other movies as well. And I think we just all like him in the cowboy movies, but tell us about your museum before we get started here, and then we want to talk about some of the movies and some of the craziness that's going on.
Sure. Well, in John Wayne's lifetime, there was very little attention paid to his birthplace. We had a live John Wayne where there was just no interest. It wasn't important. He came from Iowa. But with his passing in 1979, there was a great deal of interest in Winterset, Iowa, where I'm sitting, and people wanted to visit the home where he was born. So there were a number of old-timers in town. They argued back and forth a little bit which was the right house and all. And remember, he wasn't John Wayne then. It was just another little Midwestern family that lived all over Iowa. But talking to people who were there, they found the house. The Chamber of Commerce located the house, purchased it, and opened the home for tours, and it's been going great guns ever since. That would be 1982.
I visited online. You can go online, just look it up. I think I've got it up here. It's just John Wayne Birthplace.museum.
Dot museum is very important. John Wayne Birthplace, yes, dot museum.
Dot museum. And I visited. He's got a little bit of a virtual tour on there, and you can go do that. But I want to visit it in person, and one day I will, I promise.
I'll be waiting for you.
You better be. I take a cup of coffee. That's all I have. I'm very easy to please. John Wayne goes back a long ways, and I was kidding yesterday about his music career, and you said no, he didn't have a music career.
well
I got to look at it. Of course, he did a lot of recitations, but
yes,
he did do a musical cowboy on one of his really, 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 really old shows where he carried a guitar around and he sang. And it was him singing, and it wasn't really well. It was not good.
No,
and I don't remember the name of that one. It's only been like a month or so ago that I saw it.
Well, he played Singing Sandy, and he did that once or twice and was so embarrassed he recommended Gene Autry for those kind of roles. He didn't want to do them anymore. He said, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, it was. Singing Sandy, that's what it was. Thank you. I could not remember what it was he was playing, but it was, my husband and I just kind of laughed because his singing was pretty bad. And but he tried.
He did.
He did try really hard.
You had to sing, you had to dance, you had to ride horses, you had to know how to fence, you had to do just about everything. That was part of the training for early period of movie acting. You had to have a coach for everything.
They even had to learn how to fall off the horse until they figured
yes.
out they were good enough to hire somebody else to fall
yes.
off the horse. Well, you know, it's one of my listeners is from Iowa. He's the one who suggested that I bring you on the air. He thought it'd make a good show. And, of course, he knows we love the Cowboys here. And I'm going to throw the number out. And when we come back from the break, we will take some calls. You're going to make them really short and really quick. I want to know your favorite John Wayne movie. It doesn't have to be the cowboy movies. It can be any of them. Your favorite John Wayne movie, your favorite John Wayne first leading lady, and maybe your favorite John Wayne sidekick. I know I have several that were in his movies. I don't know if all of them were really sidekicks. But one of them in particular is one of my favorites, and you can give me a call after the break at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. What is one of the most interesting facts that you learned through all your studies, you said, in the last 50 years about John Wayne?
Well, about John Wayne, the man, I worked many years for the Chicago Tribune newspaper, and in 1977 I wrote him a letter asking if I could come and visit, not really expecting an answer, but I did get an answer. He invited me to his home where he spent the entire day, and what I learned most about him that stands out of everything we know about John Wayne is what a curious fellow he was and how gracious he was. He wanted to ask as many questions as I was asking him, and his genuine affection and curiosity about his fellow human beings. That's what I take away from him more than anything else.
Oh, I want to hear a little bit more about that. That sounds really interesting. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're talking about the Duke today, John Wayne. What's your favorite John Wayne movie? Who was your favorite John Wayne's leading lady? Who's your favorite John Wayne sidekick? I got a few quotes. I'm not sure if they're all on the up and up, but I've got some quotes of John Wayne. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, 877-895-5410. We're visiting with Brian Downs, and we're talking about the Duke, and we will be right back.
Mm-hmm.
Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. Made in America is more than just a slogan. It's a brand we all look for to better this nation's economy. Liberty Tabletop is the brand of Sherrill Manufacturing. The only manufacturer of flatware in the United States of America, Liberty Tabletop creates high-quality flatware at a competitive price using the finest quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel. Oh, and by the way, the steel they use is also made in the USA. The steel is tested for lead and other toxic trace elements, so you bring to your family a safe and pure product that will last for generations. Setting your table is an important part of every meal. The patterns you choose say something about you and your family. Bringing America home with LibertyTabletop.com or go to my website, CSETalkRadio.com, and click on their link. Call Liberty Tabletop at 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. LibertyTabletop.com. Have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Brian, we're lighting up the phones. We have Roger. He actually has a question instead of answering my question. Now, Roger from New Mexico, what is your question?
Well, years ago, when he was still alive, I saw an interview, and in the interview, he said, "When you see me, John Wayne, acting in the Western, you're seeing Wyatt Earp," because when he broke into the movie business early in the 20th century, he was with Tom Mix. And Tom Mix was friends with Wyatt Earp. Wyatt Earp was an old, old man. And what John Wayne said was, "I copied Wyatt Earp's everything about Wyatt Earp. I'm acting just like Wyatt Earp." Now, I saw that in an interview. Now, I don't know if that's true or not.
Well, we'll ask.
But it was John Wayne speaking.
Okay. We're going to ask, Roger. We're going to ask Brian if he knows about that.
Yes, I've heard that story frequently, and John Wayne was very young, and he wasn't even John Wayne at the time. He was Duke Morrison, and he was working doing propping on John Ford pictures. John Ford, Wyatt Earp, Tom Mix, they were all great friends. I think John Wayne was more on the outskirts, but he was certainly there, and he's certainly an observer. So how much more of that we don't know. But we can't call him friends, but he was there. They were on the sets together.
All right. Well, that's real interesting. Thank you, Roger. We've got Carl from New York. Carl, how are you today?
Good. Thank you. I'm so happy to be talking with you guys here from Central New York. But my favorite one is Island in the Sky with John Wayne, and that has a really spiritual way of giving you the audience out there watch. That's one of my favorites. It's got an all-star cast, I think I'm right on that.
You're right.
El Dorado. That's one another. There's Bob Mitchum, and I think Walter Brennan's in that one. It had a lot of really good side actors in that, okay? I'm a John Wayne fan. I got a lot of his movies. It's all right there, okay?
Do you have Singing Sandy, though?
No, I don't have that in my collection. I got in Novak. Novak, I think, back in the early 40s. That's
when the movies were really just getting started as far as the talkies.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a great movie. it was different, but it's still the Duke. He's still the Duke. All right, thanks.
Thank you for talking with me, Beth.
Oh, that's okay. Did you have one more thing, Carl? Okay,
well,
thank
there's
you.
One more if colorization. They are doing colorization movies, so I thought I'd put that tidbit in there.
All right. Thank you, Carl. We're getting all kinds of answers, those who are watching the show on Facebook. We do a little live feed there, Brian. And we've got True Grit down as a favorite, the Cowboys, Big Jake, she wore a yellow ribbon. And I wanted to add, for people who don't know that, Shirley Temple's in that movie.
And, she's in Fort Apache.
Fort Apache?
Right.
Well,
another cavalry picture, and they're easily confused.
Okay. I do get them confused.
That's all right.
And then the Quiet Man. And then one of them said all 50.
All 50. How about 150 and counting?
About 150. Well, she may not have seen Singing Sandy. She's younger than I am. That is so funny. Well, I did. You know, it's interesting how did he get started in the movies? Coming from a little town like that, how did he get started?
Well, the family moved around Iowa a lot, and then they moved to Southern California, where a relative made a farm available. The family failed at farming, and Duke's father was a pharmacist, so they moved to Glendale, California, which today is in the shadow of just adjacent to many of the big studios. So Duke grew up watching movies being filmed. He went to USC as University of Southern California as a law student, where he played football, and he lost his football scholarship, so he was obliged to go to work, and the movies were something he was familiar with, so he just started out as a furniture mover, basically, until he was noticed by a couple of people looking to slot him into roles. They liked his looks, they liked his size, they liked the way he moved. And, of course, things took off for him when he was befriended by the legendary director, John Ford. But he worked very, very hard before major stardom came.
You know, most people do. It's not usually an overnight success.
Those are rare.
Those are very, very rare. And even those, I think people have been at it, at doing something for a very long time just to try to get there. He was in a variety of movies, and before we went on the air, I was looking at some of the YouTubes of John Wayne, and of course, it's always been real close to my heart when he did You Ask Me Why I Love Her, meaning America.
Beautiful.
And when I tried to do the search for that, the YouTube came up of God Bless America. And I can't remember what that was. It was some variety show special or something, and it had all kinds of different stars, including Lucille Ball, Dean Martin, Bing Crosby, just all kinds of different, and I think even Johnny Cash was in that. Tommy Smothers, different ones, and all singing one little snippet of God Bless America.
The short list would be to say who was not in it, because everybody was in that one.
Just pretty much everybody was in that, young and old and in between. And and at the end, then, they all were shown together standing on a stage that had the picture or the shape of the United States of America.
Yeah, that was powerful.
It was very powerful, and I posted that on Facebook and let everybody know that John Wayne was coming up on CSC Talk Radio. But he also did some other, besides You Know I Love Her, He did some that I had forgotten about, and one was his recitation for TAPS. And the other one, which I am going to use soon, is his Why Are You Marching, Son?
Yes, beautiful.
It's absolutely beautiful. It just makes the hair stand on end on my neck and makes me tear up because of all the things we're going through today. You know, this era of time with John Wayne, I love to go back to the cowboy movies, Brian, because the good guy wins. You know, in today's movies, the good guy doesn't always win, and it's hard to even recognize who the good guy is.
Exactly. You said that perfectly.
But back in that day, it was good versus evil. You rode for the brand, and, you know, he played those parts, as did Randolph Scott and many, many others. Since nobody's called in about the leading lady, of course, my favorite leading lady is Maureen O'Hara. But he had several that were really great, but she was my favorite. They just really clicked together.
She actually visited our museum in Winterset, Iowa in 2013. She stayed for 4 days and was in no hurry to go home. She met over 900 fans, posed for pictures. She had time for absolutely everybody and had the time of her life.
She seems like a very genuine person.
Oh, she loved, loved, loved the people that appreciated her. They were so important to her. And near the end of her life, she said, "Please don't forget me," as if we could.
How could we ever forget Maureen O'Hara? And her little, how she would bite back at John Wayne. I mean, nobody else would talk back to him, but Maureen O'Hara did.
Well, that's why they had such a great, a deep and abiding friendship for each other, because they were they respected each other so much for that.
Right.
Toe to toe, as they say.
What's that?
They would go toe to toe.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, of course, a lot of people's favorite is McClintock. Nobody mentioned that one on the Facebook there just yet, but McClintock was, of course, where Maureen O'Hara and him were at odds all through the show, constantly fighting, and there was a lot of humor in it, and he was, at this point in time, a great success in his ranching business, but they had fought the Indians and done everything to get there. They were not an overnight success. And so it's kind of neat when you see those old movies. Now, I read somewhere when he was in North to Alaska that was the first comedy cowboy show. Now, is that true? That he came back, he was kind of burnt out, and he wanted to do something different. So it was really his first comedy. Now,
I think,
am I remembering that correctly?
Well, I think, I can't think of any other. They all had humorous moments, but there was an awful lot of slapstick in the
comedy. Oh, yeah.
And it was a different kind of picture for all of them. I think one of those that was made for pure entertainment and star power. There were so many people had little parts in the movie. If you're looking for a story, that's not the place to go. But if you want to have a good laugh and enjoy your popcorn, that's a great picture.
Well, and that's North to Alaska was also the same. It was slapstick, and that's what
that's the one I
thought was. I'd read or heard it somewhere that was the first one that he'd done. He'd been kind of depressed. He needed something different. Not depressed, that's the wrong word, but he needed something different than what he'd been doing. So he did a little of that one, and that was kind of slapstick. And it was a great movie. It's a lot of fun if anybody wants to watch that. We're going into another break. Your calls are welcome. What was your favorite John Wayne movie? Or do you have a John Wayne quote? Or can you stump us with something John Wayne? Who was your favorite leading lady? I kind of already blew that. We'll be right back.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power. with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
For such a time as this, we know that the heart of a nation takes on the heart of its people. If the people have turned from God, the nation is doomed in sin. God is in control of all nations and their leaders. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. The future of this nation is relying on the bended knees of the people, God's people. Will you accept this challenge to sacrifice 5 minutes a day to kneel and to pray for such a time as this? Queen Esther was put in place by God to save her people. You have that same obligation now. Will you humble yourselves and pray, ask forgiveness, and trust in our God to heal our land and bring America home?
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready. And health insurance is your financial safety net. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more, give us a call at 800-759-5081. That's 800-759-5081. 800-759-5081.
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions, government micromanaging our lives, but do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism." As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free. Visit csctalkradio.com, where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.
You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. You can give us your favorite John Wayne movie. Just shout it out to us, or your favorite leading lady that he carried, or the or your favorite sidekick. But right now we have Tim from Iowa. Tim, how are you today?
Hi, Beth. How's it going today? Hi,
it's
Brian.
It's going good.
Hi, Tim.
Thank you.
Hi. Well, you know, my favorite character and my favorite movie is She Wore a Yellow Ribbon.
I'm with you, Tim.
I'm with you, bud. You know, the thing you learn from Nathan Brittles is that's pretty much our typical military. I never served. I learned a lot about how our typical military service personnel is an embodiment of Nathan Brittles in my mind. And he was a leader who cared about the people he led, who cared about the people around him, didn't look for a fight every chance he could look. Him, when he went to meet his old friend, when they had that they were friends after they'd had a conflict because they had settled the territory, and he told the chief, he said, it's the old men should stop wars. And you know, that really drives what I do on a daily basis, of how I post that. Old men should stop wars. I want my grandkids out of war. I want my grandkids to be able to live in freedom and prosperity. And I thank John Wayne and John Ford were the epitome of that. We learned not to be racist. I mean, they treated everybody equally in their films. Can you recall any racism in a John Ford film, Brian?
Good luck with that. I challenge anybody on that one. Now, you can
shout it.
The word is so overused anyway. You can if you want to, but it's not realistic. It's dishonest to say such a thing.
Yeah. How can anybody make a film in the 60s with Woody Strode defending a black man in court who's wrongfully accused of murder and be a racist?
Now, the term is it's abused. If everybody's a racist, then nobody's a racist. It's that simple. Let's give it a break.
A good way to put it, Brian.
Yeah. And on the chalkboard in Liberty Valance, in the back there, it's written on the chalkboard, education is the basis of law and order. And that's why we're having this problem, is the people actually believe in this racism that's supposedly going on now. They're poorly educated. I'm sorry to say that. People can condemn me for saying that. But they are, because education is the basis of law and order. There's no two ways about it.
You know, I had yesterday, and I didn't want to go politics, Tim, but yesterday I had Dr. Dana Chang from Epoch Times on, and she's their Chinese expert there at Epoch Times. And she talked about, in China's history, the culture war, and they removed everything the people believed in, everything in their history, everything. And that's exactly what we see going down today. They could care less about the comment that was made 39 years ago in a Playboy magazine. What they want to remove is the icon that John Wayne stood for, that kind of character of truth and integrity, strength. They want to remove that from America. They could care less what he said. That's my opinion.
That might fly in California, but it sure won't fly here in Iowa. About 2 years ago, our House of Representatives voted 100% to a man, Republican, Democrat, male, female. Every legislator voted for John Wayne Day at John Wayne's birthday, May 26. Wouldn't happen in California, but we know how to do things here in Iowa.
Iowa.
Yeah. And I have no trouble selling soybeans to the China. I just like to sell them to a government that I don't have to worry my grandkids is going to be in a ground war with. That's all I want. I want some human rights changes there. I don't have any trouble with Iowa, with us selling our products there, Brian. But we need to have a more favorable government over there. And I think that's, you know, I missed yesterday's show. That's my subject. But that's why a lot of my stuff on, you notice today, I've got 5 articles on China on there today. Because that's all I spend my time on, is I'm trying to be Nathan Brittles and see to it that my grandsons stay out of conventional warfare. We're in one now. The bullets just aren't flying, and I want to avoid the bullets flying.
Well, the bullets are flying, but right now I'm with you, Tim, on that.
Yeah, not the real bullets, though. See, that's it. I want to avoid that. So.
All right. Well, go back and listen to yesterday's show if you can. I think you'll find it very enlightening. You know, Brian, what the Duke stood for in all of his movies, whether it was his cowboy movies or his war movies or whatever the case may be, was a man of strength and character. Now, he did a movie that I really, really liked, and I can't remember the name of it.
Tell me about
Fire in the Hole. Fire in the Hole?
Not the Hellfighters.
Hellfighters. Mom didn't let me talk like that. So. But I liked that movie, and I haven't seen that one in ages and ages. It's not a cowboy movie, but he goes around putting out fires in the oil fields.
And well, thank you for the DVD because there's so much we didn't miss. In the old days when I was a child, you'd see the movie at the theater, and that was it. And then it turned up on television, and now we can enjoy them anytime we like, which is great.
We have another caller. We have Diane from Missouri. Diane, how are you today?
I'm good. I love Chisholm and the Clintlock, of course, and O'Hara is, you know, the leading role. And he's just something I think we're all striving to have right now, just his character and the moral and his honesty about the way his, you know, character was. And I heard him say one time, Katharine Hepburn told him, to be successful, you just need to be, you know, play one character and give that character everything that you've got. And I know you're not wanting to go politics, and I don't either. I'm sick of listening to it. But Beth Ann, I'm a first-time caller, and I love you. And thank you for everything you do. But John Wayne had an interview in the early 70s, if you've not heard it, and it was, and he was talking about Nixon. You ought to go in there and listen to that. It was a really wonderful thing he said.
Do you know who did that interview?
Yeah. I can't remember. I know I went up and looked at it. It was in the early 70s. If you just look it up, John Wayne, the Nixon interview, or about Nixon, I bet you'd probably pull it up pretty quick.
Okay.
70 or 71, but very patriotic, very patriotic. But anyway.
Awesome.
Love John Wayne.
Thank you, Diane.
Thank
appreciate it. You know, another one of John Wayne's movies that I really liked was Hondo.
That was a 3D, filmed in Mexico. I believe the director was John Farrow, and he had a wonderful dog in that picture.
He did have a wonderful dog. I think the name was Dog.
Yes.
And the leading lady, I liked her because she was very common.
That was Geraldine Page.
Yeah, it was a good movie. And also, Ward Bond was in that. I always like it when Ward Bond's in the movies. James Arness was in that
one.
He was kind of an ornery guy. They didn't get along very well. So, you learn a lot when you go back and watch these things. And I watched, somebody was asking me a trivia question, and I happened to, I knew the answer, but I said 2 months ago I would not have known the answer. And that was who introduced Gunsmoke for the first time when it went onto the air. And now I know. It was John Wayne. I actually saw it a couple of months ago. Gunsmoke was coming on one of the channels that I watch, and John Wayne was introducing the young man, James Arness. We're going into a break. We'll still take a couple of calls, even if it is the last segment. 877-895-5410. And we'll be right back, Pilgrim.
As a business owner, when was the last time you asked yourself if you have the right commercial insurance coverage? You need business insurance to protect everything you're building. One disaster without the right insurance could hurt your business, and larger deals you're trying to close may require that you have it. We recommend CoverWallet for all your business insurance needs. In just 2 minutes, with their award-winning technology, they can offer you free competitive quotes from top insurance carriers nationwide. CoverWallet has helped tens of thousands of businesses, startups, restaurants, truckers, construction companies, landscaping companies, beauty salons, consultants, and they can help you. No business is too big or too small. And it's a free call to find out. Protect your business. Get the right insurance for your business. Call CoverWallet right now.
800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. That's 800-220-7612.
Makeup America is a brand new line of makeup made in America. Ladies, did you know that most American beauty brands do not make their cosmetics here in the USA? There is no guarantee of quality and transparency of ingredients, testing on animals, abidance to health and safety regulations, or quality control within the manufacturing environment. The old saying, beauty is only skin deep, refers to what's on the inside of the woman. And as you know, what's inside your beauty products matters to your skin. Makeup America is made in the USA, and they pledge to you that their products are non-GMO, paraben-free, fragrance-free, and never tested on animals. Launch your patriotism with Independence Red, Lady Liberty Blue. There's a variety of nail and lip colors to match, and lip care. MakeupAmerica.us. Use promo code BETH20 to receive 20% discount. MakeupAmerica.us.
Liberty Tabletop brings liberty to your table. For those of you who want to display your patriot heart, set your table with Liberty. The new patriotic flatware pattern by Liberty Tabletop. Your dining table sets the mood for the American family and the American dream. Liberty honors our fallen heroes, the Liberty Bell. We the people with stars and stripes, our American Eagle and the Statue of Liberty. Each piece of the Liberty flatware pattern is an art with elegance, high-quality work, and high-quality 1810 stainless American steel. Each piece is unique while conveying the same patriotic message, liberty for all, and we love America. Order your set now, and a set as a gift for a special patriot in your life. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty home to your table. Use the promo code BETHANN and receive a discount. LibertyTabletop.com or call them 844-386-2338. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you.
Have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting with Brian Downs. He is the executive director of the John Wayne Birthplace and Museum. You can go to their website. It's just real simple, johnwayne.museum. John, what's on? Let me see. I think I just said it wrong.
The John Wayne
Birthplace.museum. John Wayne Birthplace.museum. And I do have a phone number I can give out. It's a toll-free number, 877-462-1044. That's 877-462-1044. John Wayne Birthplace.museum. I had some quotes here that I was interested to know if they were really quotes from John Wayne. Now, some of them were actually from his movies, and I recognize those. I won't be wronged. I won't be insulted. I won't be laid a hand on. I don't do these things to other people, and I require the same from them. And I
That's
remember that one. It is a fact. And that was from The Shootist.
Yes.
Which was his final movie, wasn't it?
Yes, 1976.
And it was a great movie. So it had a lot of the big stars in there. And Lauren Bacall was you'd call it leading lady in that one. This is a quote that I don't know if he really said it or if it was one of the lines from his movie, but it's a good quote. Courage is being scared to death, but saddling up anyway.
That's a movie quote, and I'm sorry, I don't know the movie. It was one of the war pictures.
One of the war pictures.
Yes.
Okay. Life is tough, but it's tougher when you're stupid.
I got a good answer for that one. I will send any listener of yours $1,000 today if they can tell me when and where John Wayne said that.
Life is tough, but it's tougher when you're stupid. All right, you got that. You got to figure out where he said that. What movie?
No, it's false. Completely and entirely false. And
oh, darn it. You mean I don't get $1,000? Okay.
I will send $1,000 and tell all your listeners, anybody who can tell me when and where he said that, and I'll get to keep my money.
I didn't really think it was a quote from him because I've seen it on Sam Elliott pictures, and I've seen it on several others. So.
And it's so out of character, just a mean thing to say. He's even the type to call people stupid.
It is.
Totally out
of
character. It didn't happen.
Didn't happen. Now this one, I think he said this in a movie, and I don't know which movie it was, but it was one of his earlier ones, and I could be mistaken. I'm only responsible for what I say, not for what you understand.
I'm stumped.
I don't know which movie it's from. It's got
that.
A picture of it. Huh?
I can't confirm that. I'm stumped on that one.
Well, you know, you can go on the internet and find all kinds of things.
Yes.
And that's probably one of those, like the other quote, that's not really a John Wayne quote. They just stuck it with a picture.
Correct.
There are several there that I thought were actually from the movies, and I thought that one was, and it had been one of his earlier ones. And somebody didn't understand what he said.
Yeah, it could well be. I'm just stumped. I just don't know the answer to that one.
Yeah. I define manhood simply. Men should be tough, fair, and courageous, never petty, never looking for a fight, but never backing down from one either.
That's correct. And that's a paraphrase of advice that John Wayne's dad gave him when he was just a boy. So he just kind of reworked. He was raised that way. That was his father's lasting legacy to him, that advice.
That is cool. That is cool to know. Well, you know, the cowboy ethics and riding for the brand, and you know, he did that in so many of his movies. One of the movies that probably wasn't my favorite, but it was a good movie. It was one of the earlier ones, and I think that was Red River.
That was a beautiful picture. It was just rather dark, that's all. But it was powerful.
It was a powerful one, and it ended up okay in the end. But he was kind of ornery all the way through it.
They stole his herd. What do you expect?
Then he went around stealing everybody's.
If someone stole your herd, how would you react? That's my
I guess you
one.
Might be. I had an old cowboy who used to use the expression, made me a little sore. So, you know, it's let's plug the museum just a little bit more. We've had a lot of fun. I appreciate you so much coming on with me today, Brian. We believe in the John Wayne, the character and the man, and we believe in rural America, where he came from, and you know, we could do a whole lot just going back to watching these old movies of John Wayne and some of these other cowboys. You know, some of them, you know, like Audie Murphy, one of the highest decorated in the military of war, and he came back and became an actor. Not a very big guy. He was totally opposite of what John Wayne was as far as size, but he was tough, never backed down from a fight, and you know, it was their character of doing good that, you know, the happy endings, the good guy goes in and he fights for the underdog, and they give it all.
Beth, if I may, I'd like to make an offer to all of your listeners. If anybody will contact Brian Downes, Downes, on Facebook, I will send them at no cost to anybody a great big fat envelope full of information about the John Wayne birthplace to entice them to visit. And they could also reach me at Downes, Downes, at JohnWayneBirthplace.museum. Just ask and it will be mailed that day.
All right. And that's on at John Wayne Birthplace. Say that again. I'm writing it down.
Downes, Downes. That's my email. At JohnWayneBirthplace.museum.
I got it now.
Or simply private message to Brian Downes on Facebook, and it will be mailed the day the request is received.
All right. Get your information. And you know what? We still got some time left. Let's get over there and visit the museum. You see where he grew up, and they've got a lot of other things there, too. And it's very interesting. I took the virtual tour,
so much memorabilia, and John Wayne's automobile, the horse cart from The Quiet Man, movie wardrobe, awards, movie posters, you know, big pieces, little pieces. We even have a cannon from the Alamo.
What we should have done was ask the question, what was the name of his horse, his favorite horse?
Are you asking me?
I know the answer, but I only know the answer because my husband got all trivia up to the other day, and he knows the name that these guys kept their horses, and it was Old Dollar.
Old Dollar.
And so we should have asked that question at the beginning, and I wasn't thinking about it. So give them a call at 877-462-1044. Look them up at John Wayne Birthplace .museum. Look Brian up, Brian Downes, Downes, on Facebook. We're out of time. Brian, you know what?
The Cowboys
are going to last, and the Cowboys are going to win.
They always do. You just can't see them from the road.
You betcha. You know, I went to Wyoming a few months ago, and I met me a lot of Cowboys there.
Good deal.
And they're fighting for America. Definitely.
You bet.
Thank
I
you so much, too. Brian, for all this.
Thanks
for all you
do. A lot of fun.
God bless. God bless. The old Cowboys, the American Cowboy is unique. John Wayne played the American Cowboy, riding for the brand, fighting for the underdog. You know what? It's time we did that today. So, saddle up. Let's bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to Beth at csctalkradio.com.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
When I first started Balance of Nature, I was hesitant, but 2 months into the product, I began to see the difference. And I have to really admit, I was totally surprised. I went from swelling feet to no swelling feet. The 1st of May was the first time this year I jogged in 3 years. And not just jog 3 laps. I did 17 laps. So I'm feeling alive and not sluggish and tired. I would really like to say you have to try it so you can see the results for yourself. Even my girlfriend downstairs, I said, you need to try it. She says, I'm thinking. I said, okay, well, while you're still tired and I'm still beating you up the block, it's okay. Because that's all I'm going to do. I mean, she's taller than me and I move faster than her now. That's because the energy I'm getting from Balance of Nature.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code RADIO5.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honor Discount Gold and Silver Trading as a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.